Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers gets his first career win in Foxborough, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday. Drake May will talk about it this afternoon. Mike Vrabel talked about it with us during the 6 o'clock hour, and a rare content replay on what Mike Vrabel said on this show coming up in about a half an hour at 9:20 this morning. Wiggy is waffling, Wiggly.
Yeah.
When it comes to nine wins, so you think they win this week, right? Like you, odds are you think they beat the Panthers.
As not going into the season, but after seeing how the Panthers played and how the Patriots played, I don't know. Pour some syrup all over me because I am definitely waffling in.
Yeah.
I don't have. Do you? All right, do you have confidence in this football team?
No.
I agree with you. I don't either.
But so, I don't necessarily think that they're going to get blown out of many games either. I'm just saying, to your point, like off air we were going through the schedule, and Greg brings up the Browns, and they could win that game, or they could absolutely lose that game.
Right, but do you have confidence in them, right? Like, when you look at them, you lost to a team in Vegas who – I feel like you're better than.
Mm-hmm.
You barely beat a team in the Dolphins, who I think you're better than, that stinks. And then you lost to a Pittsburgh team that didn't look good at all.
No. Aaron Rodgers didn't look good
at all. He looked bad. So, like, how can you say with this football team you have confidence in them, right? I expect them to beat Carolina, but what if Carolina plays like they played against Atlanta? And Greg, you brought up Cleveland. Cleveland just beat Green Bay.
Right.
That we all, I think I have Green Bay going to the Super Bowl, and Cleveland just beat them. So where is your confidence meter with this team? What do they do well that makes you say, oh, they're going to beat Carolina?
Well, I mean, I expect Drake May is getting better. Like there are some who, you know, whether it's on the Subaru of New England text line or in the Twitch chat, you know, keep referring to him as Takeaway May, but he's getting better.
Yeah,
but he still makes poor decisions.
Yeah,
which in turn lead to losses.
He needs to stop with the turnovers in big moments,
right.
And
you think he was concussed yesterday?
Yes, I do. I was going to ask Vrabel about that, but we ran out of time.
Well, he's not going to say anything about it anyway.
Well, you never know. He does the walk back like Mayo occasionally.
I was surprised he stayed in.
Me too. It was the identical thing that happened in the preseason game against the Vikings, where Brady used to talk often about preparing and taking a hit as a quarterback being a skill that you learn over time.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly hasn't learned that yet. His neck gets whiplash.
The back of the head thing is, right. And his hand went right up to it.
Right.
I don't understand how that doesn't end up being at least a tent scenario
I'm glad it didn't. Right. But he shook it off, though.
Like, yeah, yeah, I don't think it had any. I don't think that that had any effect on how he played.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I don't know if that's the case, but I do think Wiggy sent this graphic to the group. Through three games last year, the Patriots had 13 penalties, one turnover, and were 1-2. This year, they have more than double that, 27 penalties, six times the turnovers, six turnovers, and a 1-2 record. And everybody last year, after the Patriots had lost consecutive games to the Seahawks and the Jets, this game was just to the Jets, just like last year. Week three, Jets and the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Week three this year, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. It was all about Gerard Mayo being in over his head. The staff that Mayo had, the roster that Mayo had, both are far inferior to those that Mike Vrabel inherited this year. He has a much better coaching staff. He's got two other former head coaches on his staff, and Doug Marrone and Josh McDaniels. He has a better quarterback. Gerard Mayo was doing that with Jacoby Brissett last year.
They're without their defensive coordinator, you know, and have been the last couple of weeks.
Covington was basically being without one the whole year.
The defense isn't why they lost the game yesterday.
No, it's not.
And they were saying Terrell's with them during practice, just not during the game.
And they have better talent this year than they did last year.
It's just amazing how one was the story.
Yeah.
And this year, it's not at all. It's all about whether it's the players or Scheim saying it's the offensive coordinator.
Well, that's because of the success that Vrabel had down in Tennessee, right? That's the reason why. You know, he's still able to fall back on that. Or fans are able to give him a longer leash because of that. So when I look at this football team, it's very similar to last year. I don't have confidence in this football team. Like I look and I go, yeah, Drake May is getting better, and I think he's, you know, with a better offensive coordinator, but he's still making the same mistakes. I actually put it up on my IG, JWiggs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
85, you know where to find it. And I tagged Scheim in it. The back pylon throw. And I even asked Vrabel about it. Like that throw in that situation, you got plenty of times. You got to, and this is going into the half, you got to lay that ball at the back pylon where only your guy can get it. And he's still making poor decisions. Like he's not able to see that his receiver is past that corner to throw that ball back there. And so, when you look at this Patriots team, you know he's still going to have some of those mistakes, and those are going to affect games. And they're not just like they're not good enough to overcome those mistakes. I don't. Your secondary gets cooked. Even you played good yesterday. You gave up two basically fade routes or back shoulders or whatever you want to call them down there. One to DK Metcalf, and the other one to. What was the receiver's name?
Austin
that caught
the go-ahead touchdown.
Well, that's because he's 7 feet tall.
and you're giving those up, right? And it's like you start to look and you go, well, this second, yeah, your front seven, great against the pass. They've done great against the run, but your secondary can't do anything, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing that I kind of – I have a concern with.
Like, when, this weekend is a must win. Like, we joke about it. If you go to 1-3 right before you play the Bills, the season's basically over.
And you lose to Carolina? Oh, man.
Yeah. If you lose this weekend, it's going to get ugly quick, because I do think yesterday was the first time in a while there was a legit buy-in, big game. Everybody hates Aaron Rodgers. A perfect fall day for football in Boston or New England. And to gag that away the way they did.
Well, you're not going to turn the ball over five times in a game again.
Well,
They should have had six, right? They dropped an easy interception in the first drive.
Yeah.
So you won't have that, Greg. I agree with you. You shouldn't have that. But even if you don't have that, you got to play perfect, and you need that to be perfect from everybody. And who's to say that we see another great game by Drake May? You know, well, the running game still has some issues. So I just, as I, when I look at this football team, yes, I still believe in the 9 wins, but I'm gonna told you, I'm 1 foot off the ledge.
Well, where are you on it? You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including coming up at 10 with Jones and Keefe. And we continue from Gillette Stadium next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.